One more time now on Inside Agriculture. Let's pick the brain of Dan Bossi, president of Ag Resource Company in Chicago, who was on AgriTalk yesterday afternoon.
So last year, the United States shipped out about 2.2 billion of dairy and meat products. Because China opened its beef market and now could be taking another 3,000 tons a week as we get things rolling again, I think that number could be closer to 3 billion. So if you're at 17 billion, you subtract 3, then you're down at 14. Now, as you look at corn and wheat, you need to think about, you know, a metric ton of corn today costs about $225 million. 10 million metric tons, or about 400 million bushels, round terms, would be about 2.5 billion. And I think that's a fair number to think about what China may take this year. If you look at wheat, it's about $275 million a metric ton. Again, I'm not sure the U.S. has a lot of wheat to sell. They like soft red winters, so they take a cracker wheat back into China. I was asked today about specifications from major exporters. I also believe they'll take sorghum, maybe as much as $150 million or $200 million of sorghum, which would be over a million metric tons there. So the thing I'm looking for nearby is, I believe once you get China dropping its import tariffs, today there's 15% on grains, 10% on soybeans. Once those come down, I do think we could open the market for some purchases rather quickly. I'd look for sorghum to be first, and then maybe on the 7.2 million metric tons of corn TRQ, that's the tariff rate quota that is given under the WTO Accession Agreement, that would then be possible for China to start looking at corn from the United States, maybe as early as later this week or early next week. So we'll follow this all along. It's up to the Chinese what they want to do, but I do believe because the United States gave China preferential tariff treatment. By that, I'm saying a drop of 10% of fentanyl tariffs and 14% in reciprocal tariffs. That's $62 billion that for China to buy $30 billion of U.S. ag goods makes a lot of sense. I believe whether it's Secretary of the Treasury Bessent or maybe USTR Ambassador Greer negotiated this with China beforehand, but obviously the Chinese just don't drop tariffs unless there's another payback. What they did is said, hey, you know, if you drop your fentanyl tariffs and you drop your reciprocal tariffs for a period of time, like I'm hearing 18 months, you know, we'll drop our grain import tariffs. And that's a big deal because all of a sudden we now get the private sector within China involved. Heretofore, and at 12 million tons they bought back last October, this was all done by COFCO and Sinograin for the reserve. So getting China to drop their 10% bean tariff is a massive importance, and the same on corn and wheat at 15%. So the market will be watching for this to happen in the coming days.
Time's up for Inside Agriculture. We'll see you tomorrow morning, 8:30 to 9. Have a great day.